Okay, well, Emily Cummings is with us from the Dickinson County Library. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, people who are horse racing fans know the Kentucky Derby is coming up. Even people who aren't horse racing fans know the Kentucky Derby is coming up. And anyone who walks through the doors of the Dickinson County Libraries, any of them, also know that. So tell me what the library is doing, kind of taking advantage of the fact that Kentucky Derby is coming up here.
Sure. So it's an exciting year because it's the 150th anniversary of the Derby this year. And we are putting together a presentation, a history of the Derby. And we found through the research that we have a local connection, which made it even more exciting. So 2014, California Chrome has roots here in Iron Mountain, which is very exciting to be able to present, and quite the character of a horse, I might add.
So was that horse groomed in Dickinson County?
So the co-owners actually have the connection. So they the reason why he's called California Chrome is because he was bred out in California, but the co-owner's grandma lives here and spent a lot of the summers up here enjoying Iron Mountain. And so it's kind of nice to see, and it went to Michigan Tech, got a degree there, and so lots of connections that way. And which just added an extra layer of fun and very layer of interest for the Derby itself. It's got a very long history. It's the longest running, consistently running U.S. sport in history, along with the Kentucky Oaks. And so there's a lot to learn about it.
And so has that family been helping you with this project then?
No, not this time, but I am hoping to reach out to them and see if we can get a little bit, if we do this program again in the future or do something more in the future, to see if they might be interested in doing something a little bit more detailed next time.
Okay, well, tell me about this program and how it works and how library goers can get involved.
Sure. So we are doing this two Saturdays in a row. We're doing it at our Salmonsen branch in Norway this coming Saturday, so on the 27th. And we'll be serving non-alcoholic mint juleps to enjoy as you learn about the history of the Derby. It talks about what exactly the Derby is, why it got put into place in the first place, then how it developed into the big sporting event that it is now, the most exciting 2 minutes of sports history, every year. And we will also be doing a program at the main branch on Derby Day, so that is May 4th. And at both branches, there will be opportunities to win some Pegasus pins, which are something that they do for the two-week celebrations that happen before the Derby. And Derby Day, we are going to do the presentation here at the main branch and then scoot over to the Wild Horse Saloon and have Derby dishes that are sponsored by our Friends of the Library group and watch the Derby live. People can place fake bets. We're not really money handling, but just kind of fun to place a fake bet and see how you did.
Okay. Anybody need to sign up or anything?
Yes.
Just show up.
So this is a registration event mainly because we want to make sure we have enough of the items available for as far as the food or the drinks go. So if people show up the day of, we won't turn you away, but we just want to make sure that we have enough supplies for everybody to enjoy. And so for that reason, we are doing a registration.
All right. When is that deadline?
Right up to Derby Day. So they can register all the way up until the very day it's happening, so the May 4th.
Emily Cummings with the Dickinson County Library has been with us talking about the Kentucky Derby. And thanks for doing this, and let's have fun.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and we're excited to see how the Derby falls out on its 150th anniversary.